What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Amy Marks Corr's Chris Ranji. Time to go back to the guest line, the partner and managing director of One Private Wealth. Dave Simons is with us this morning. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Chris. How are you and Amy?
I think we're doing okay. Amy, you all right?
I'm doing pretty well.
She's fine.
Right. I'm a little sleepy, Dave, because I was up late last night with more storm warnings, and the tornado sirens did go off by me. And just FYI, I was listening to KMOX until 1 a.m. Michael Calhoun anchored Storm Mode live with Dave Murray until 1 a.m. last night.
Yeah, you know, I was falling asleep. I wanted to stay awake because I knew the storms were coming in. I live out in West County and fell asleep. But I think it was about 11:20, 11:25, the sirens went off. So up we were.
We're going to talk to Dave Murray, by the way, in 25 minutes.
Oh, that's right. And last note, I did get to meet my neighbor in the stairwell, and we had a nice visit. I know. It was real. And I was like, you should listen. How are your finances? Because we're talking to Dave Simons tomorrow.
Yeah, Dave, let's start with when a disaster like this happens, is there a bit of advice that you give people something to do or not do after a thing like this?
Well, yeah, I think people know the first thing and foremost after you check to make sure, you know, you've got your belongings and whatnot. But let's say there is some real damage. I mean, this is where you hate to be that insurance agent. And I've got a couple of good friends who run their own insurance practice, and they do not have good days because they know that so many of their clients and customers are going to be calling. You know, it's interesting because this is a big and growing issue here in the United States. Call it climate change, call it whatever you want. But insurance companies now, this is a very changing industry. Tornadoes are one thing. That's what we here in the Midwest have to deal with mostly. But it's the hurricanes and it's these wildfires now. You have a massive change in the way that the industry is now protecting mm-hmm. people. In fact, a lot of insurance companies are pulling out, whether it's in Florida because of hurricanes or California because of wildfires. This is an economic issue that we're going to all have to deal with going forward, because now how do these folks get insurance coverage? And if they can, it becomes so astronomically expensive that they just can't do it.
Yeah, I guess that would be the question. If insurance companies just can't do it when it comes to a state like California, the wildfires, the other natural disasters, does that mean we have to reinvent the system as we know it?
Well, it definitely means taxpayers are likely going to be more on the hook. And I know people don't want to hear that, because how many people say this, and I know some folks listening right now are affected by this because of the flooding that happens a lot in this area. But it's like, can we just move people away from these areas? We have to have this taxpayer money that just constantly goes in and helps to rebuild these homes and people's lives. And now you're getting that asked of people in Florida because of hurricanes, and other places like Colorado and Arizona and California because of wildfires. You just can't keep moving people around. So, yeah, Amy, this is going to cause a big rethink. In fact, it's already happening. This is really interesting. Just yesterday, I went and looked at all these insurance stocks like Allstate and Chubb and all these big companies that cover people and their cars and homes and property. You know, their stocks have all been going astronomically higher the last couple of years. It's an industry that I don't follow that much, and I frankly was surprised at how much they've gone up. These stocks are doing better than the broader market, and as I did a little bit more digging, it's because they are starting to change their business model. They just cannot be on the hook anymore for always going in and bailing out the same homes in various parts of the country. So their profit margins, I guess, are starting to go up. And that's that tells me that this process of changing their business models is already underway.
Yeah, so maybe you can't answer this question, but I have seen criticism of major insurance companies, and that criticism is they are using climate change to raise premiums and say, well, sorry, you know, what can we do? Much in the same way that the greedflation thing was happening, where, you know, big stores would raise prices when there was the supply chain. Then the supply chain rebounded, but they still charged you a lot of money and they blamed it on inflation, even though they could have lowered prices again. Is this, I mean, is there truth to that?
Yeah, I don't know, but I know exactly why you would ask the question. I think it's a fair question, especially, look, the ultimate arbiter here really doesn't have an opinion, and it's not political. It's the stock. It's the stock market. So when you look at a stock of any of these insurance companies, and I looked at Progressive and others, these stocks are, I would just tell anyone, go look at these stocks, look at their symbol, look at them, and you say, wow, after years of actually not performing well because of all the aforementioned catastrophes we're talking about, but in the last couple of years now, these things are taking off, even while we've had more disasters, additional disasters. So if people are saying, these investments have actually been doing very well. So, you know, look, it's a free market capitalistic society. And if these companies say it just doesn't pay to insure, the government, then this is why we have a government. They have to come in and maybe fill that void, which, of course, falls on us as taxpayers.
Well, we've been definitely focused on the tornado, the damage, and the recovery here in St. Louis. But the economy at large, Dave, and the, you know, whether it's interest rates, inflation rates, where are we in our current little volatile time we're in?
Yeah, you know, Amy, it really still is getting down to this this tiresome discussion of tariffs. But that's just where we are, you know. So many of these economists and market strategists that I talk to, and many of them based on Wall Street, they're just kind of sitting on their hands right now. But here's the thing. There's an old saying that says, do not short a dull market, which means don't bet against it. When everyone seems to be sitting on their hands because they don't know what to do, that tends to help the market move higher. It's a very strange phenomenon. And that's exactly what is happening right now. This, in just the last few weeks, the S&P 500 has moved higher about 20% off the lows since mid-April. This is one of like the top 10 biggest moves in the history of the stock market. So we had one of the fastest, sharpest declines ever from Liberation Day on April 2nd for about a week or so. And then this huge turnaround from there back and above that. So it's one of those things right now, Amy, where people, they can't really answer the question, okay, where are we going? And then meanwhile, because of this lack of volatility and not a lot of news on which to invest on, it's just kind of continuing to incrementally go higher. But I would warn investors out there who are listening, be careful. I'm not throwing any cold water on this, but we haven't settled anything here. I mean, we got this 90-day thing, and how much longer we have? I don't know, 70, 75 days when that ends sometime in July, where we may have to do this all over again. And if there are no additional negotiations and nothing that's going on with China, then we could see a repeat from early April. That has not been settled yet at all. And my opinion is, I think inflation is going to go higher through the end of the year. I do. I think these tariffs are going to take place. So I would not necessarily chase this market. Stay with your plan. Continue to invest in your 401k. But don't think that now is the time to get aggressive just because the market's done well. I think it's overdoing it just a little bit.
Well, What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It has rebounded, but it's still not where it was in February, right?
Yeah, it's not back to its all-time high. You're exactly right. It's back above so-called Liberation Day, but its all-time high was reached in February, and we're still about, 5-6% below that, yes.
Dave, I guess this could be related with, before we let you go, with the tariffs. How is your Mandarin these days?
Nishi Zhongo Renma?
Are you fluent?
No. So just very quickly, this just started out of the blue a couple of years ago.
You just woke up one day and you could speak Mandarin?
It was weird. I woke up out of a coma and I could speak Chinese. It's the strangest thing. No, I told my wife, now that I'm older and in my 60s, I keep active, as you know, physically, yeah. But you got to keep that brain active. And so a great challenge, some people do crossword puzzles or whatever. I told my wife, I'm going to not only learn a language, yeah. but I'm going to pick one of the hardest ones out there. So I have a teacher and I'm loving it, but it is difficult. Chinese is hard.
That's yes. incredible. I also feel like now you can be our reporter on the tariffs and go, no, that's not what he said.
Yeah, that's right.
He didn't say that.
I will be the in-house interpreter. You call me anytime.
Love it.
Dave Simons, we appreciate it. Thank you. We will talk to you next Tuesday.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Thanks, Amy.
Dave Simons is the partner and managing director at One Private Wealth. He is our financial expert, and we talk to him every Tuesday at 10 o'clock.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.